Welcome to Wondering Reality. This is Jim. Jesus is alive. Jesus is everywhere we go. How glorious this is. How wonderful. You know, a great man of God said, we're condemned to victory. And Jesus told Roberts Lee Ayrton, it's so easy. I made it so simple. If my people will just believe and say with confidence that I will do it, I will do it at the correct time. And so that moves into this whole glorious revelation of the revealed will of God and the secret will of God. This is revealed. I want to share with you something that's pretty deep, but I think that there's a reason I want to share it, many reasons actually. One is to build hunger in you. Another is just to share this truth, which you may have heard. It's not from me. A great man of God taught this. Another different great man of God. He's getting his credit in heaven. It's in the Lord's Prayer, famous, when Jesus said, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is like all truths from the Holy Spirit. And again, I'm just passing this along. I'm not. It's simple, yet eternally and infinitely profound. On earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We see in the Bible God's promises that He wants to save us, He wants to heal us, He wants to bless us. That's the revealed will of God. We know that because it's in the Bible, and we know His promises are right there. You know, for God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. All these promises. Did you know the Bible has like 7,000 promises or more? Around that number. So I think it's, someone found 7,800 or so, 7,800 promises. So that's the revealed will of God. The secret will of God is we don't know when those things are going to happen. So there's an unsaved person. God wants to save him. We know that the secret will of God is, when's He going to save them? And so this is when we move into this divine mystery, the mystery that God would choose us to be His children, that He would want to work through us to do His work, and that we can become His children and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, that I say this reverently, but we are basically divine beings. And no man has gotten to that level of what God wants us to get to. Even Paul, the great Saint Paul, who wrote half the New Testament, even he didn't get there, but I mean, he's probably the closest. Anyway. The revealed will of God, the secret will of God. And, you know, it brings up those promises. For example, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him. The secret. This is the secret. The secret is simple. Again, simple yet infinitely profound. The secret is Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit and this new life in Him in us. Anyone who's in Christ Jesus is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And it's this, we move into this glorious, unspeakable, divine new existence where the impossible is now possible. The And the heart of it is, we can fellowship with Him, with His glorious presence. So beautiful. So wonderful, we can never put it into human words. The presence of Jesus Christ. All of us have missed it. 98% of the people who are saved, well, not 98%, 80%, let's say, of all the people saved are in dead religion. We've all missed it, though. I'm not pointing the finger at them. I just want to make a point, these messages I've given about dead religion. You know, we who are in the charismatic side, the Pentecostal, we've missed it too. We've gotten off on, whatever tangents we are on. But I want to say, someone listening now might be someone who is one of the very, very, very few who do get into that perfect will of God, into the secret will of God, and that can get, who continue on. It's about pressing, persistence, and just continuing on every day with Him, seeking Him. And He says, "You shall seek me, you shall find me, when you search for me with all your heart." That's a promise. You will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. And we can get into this divine, unspeakable, glorious new existence. That's what we were born to do. It's the purpose of really every human being, but it's the reason God created us, the purpose of human existence, all the above. People ask the question, what's the meaning of life? This is it. And the sad thing is, again, 95% of the world would say, oh, no way. Religion and this thing, God, and going to church, oh, no, that can't be the answer. It has to be something else. It has to be, money or material things or pleasure or enjoying life, being good to people. Well, that's good to do that, but it's more than that. The real answer is Jesus the Christ through the Holy Spirit. His presence, just one glimpse of Him, and we'll realize, wow, this is the answer. Then our real person, our real spirit person, that's the real us, will naturally want to seek Him. And we will naturally want to walk with Him. And He says, I want to cause you to walk in my ways. He wants to make it easy for us. We just need to continue on to get to that place. Thanks for listening. I wanted to just present some deeper things and kind of get them out there. I might do some other messages about this. Please like this if you want more of these kinds of messages. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him. Isn't it amazing that He's everywhere? I mean, everywhere we go, He's there. Jesus Christ, when He was on the earth as a man, you had to go where He was. He said, it's good that I go away, because if I don't go, the helper will not come to you. He's the helper, the comforter. our standby, our strengthener, our standby, our advocate, strengthener, comforter. This is the opportunity we have in seeking Him. You know, this, it's not a burden. It's not hard. You know, before we find Jesus, you know, doing things with for God, you know, having the quiet time and having the family Bible study, it's kind of laborious. It is. It's hard. Someone once said someone in my family said it's hard to have that, you know, Bible study. It's hard to, and before we find Jesus Christ, it's hard to go to church, you know, and you go in and it's boring and it's, you're tired and falling asleep and, well, that's because someone doesn't have the Holy Spirit. When we find the Holy Spirit, everything changes. We naturally want to seek Him and walk with Him. We naturally want to be, our spirit man is now alive. That's the real us. Our spirit person's alive, and we can tell when somebody else, we have that discernment of if someone else has the Holy Spirit or if they don't. If it's just them. And not always, but generally we can tell. And, just everything changes. Everything. I didn't pause it there because maybe that's confirmation of what I just said. That's kind of an inside joke at a church once. Every time the train went by and blew the horn, everybody said, confirmation of what was just said. I don't know if that's really true about that ambulance that just made that noise. But what I said was, everything changes. And it's... we just naturally fall in love with Jesus, and we just want that relationship. Now we all still have challenges. We all do. Always going to be challenges. Even the great men of God have hard times. But in that, we just know that all things work together for good for those who love Him and are called according to His purpose. God has a ministry for you. He wants to fellowship with you. We want to help you fulfill your ministry. When I say we, I've got a small board and we're in the process of getting nonprofit status, but I'm not concerned about those things. I'm concerned about getting this message to people to help them. I would want someone to do this for me if I, But we want to help you. We want to help you find this glorious experience, this glorious new existence, and fulfill your ministry. Thanks for listening. More soon.